At Giant Eagle, you may have spotted the Stacker. With uncanny MyPerks ability, she stacks up the perks to choose either dollars off or up to 20% off her entire grocery bill. The Stacker, stacking up huge savings with MyPerks. Find your MyPerksonality and transform your shopping into free gas and groceries. Full details at GiantEagle.com/MyPerks. Perks cannot be earned or redeemed on select items. Restrictions apply.
What has kind of been your impression of the Wizards as a team? Because they do have talent, but it's just it doesn't translate into consistently winning.
Yeah, they've been very confusing to watch. You know they've got the raw talents you would need to compete, but it doesn't seem to add up chemistry-wise. You know, they just haven't had the kind of chemistry you'd expect from a team with that many veteran pieces. Now, obviously, the Dwight Howard experiment got derailed early. You know, and so you don't have that to look forward to if you're a Wizards fan. But I just think it's one of those deals where they've been searching for an identity for a few years now. They fancy themselves, you know, one of the East's best teams. And when you have John Wall and Bradley Beal, you should feel like that. But again, it just hasn't connected from a chemistry standpoint. And I think that's their biggest issue is we don't know what kind of chemistry you're going to have from night to night. And if you can't count on having a team on the same accord, you're going to play up and down the way they have.
Yeah, it's so frustrating watching it just as a fan. I mean, we know their track record. They, you know, they demonstrated again the other night the way they played against the Lakers and even in the loss against the Celtics, against the better teams, you know, they come ready to play more often than not. And it's just sort of the random, the run-of-the-mill, the average NBA games where they kind of just, just go through the motions, and it's just maddening. I mean, the difference in John Wall – like the other night and then on an average night is just unbelievable. The way he plays on both ends when he attacks he can't be stopped when he attacks the basket the way he has in some of these last few games.
No, there's no question. I mean, he was outstanding against the Lakers. That's the John Wall you want to see every night, you know, if you're a Wizards fan or if you're a Wizards player, if you're one of his teammates, you know, if he's the leader of your team, you got to be able to know and kind of, you know, lean on a certain level of production and energy and performance out of John Wall. And, you know, he's had his injury issues to deal with. We all know that. And I think there's been this deal for him where he's a talent on the level of the very best players in the league at his position, but he doesn't get that kind of respect. And I think that's something that maybe bothers him, you know, and it keeps him searching, you know, trying to figure out why he's not held in that same regard. But if you talk about winning and winning big, you got to have your leaders in a comfort zone and in a position where they're bringing up the performance of everybody else around them. And to me, that's where John has to take that next step. He's got to make that seventh, eighth, or ninth guy on the team a better player because of his presence and the way he operates on the floor.
And you know this, there's something there when you talk about chemistry where last year when he was out, all of a sudden the assist numbers went up. And John's one of the best assist guys in the game, you know, when you look at his personal stats. But the team stats, all of a sudden they go up. And I know the first game that he was out recently, they had a 35 assist game. So there's got to be something there chemistry-wise. Now, they end up making a trade. I don't know if this was about chemistry. I just feel like they probably thought that they couldn't re-sign Kelly Oubre eventually, and they moved him for Trevor Ariza. To me, it feels like a lateral move. Like, it's not going to change much with the Wizards. What's your take on it?
I disagree. I'm a big Trevor Ariza fan.
Okay.
And one of the reasons is I watched him last year in Houston. And I watched, you know, I had Houston last year from the first game of the playoffs till that game 7 in the Western Conference Finals when they lost. So I was a Texan, basically, you know, for the first 2.5 months of the playoffs. Trevor Ariza brings a sense of ease in a locker room because of his presence and the way he operates, the professionalism, the doing it on both ends every night out there, you know, the consummate pro. He adds an element to your locker room that might not otherwise be there. And if you don't believe it, look at Houston's struggles without him. Everybody thought, oh, we can get somebody who can do what Trevor Ariza does. It's like, it's not just about the raw numbers sometimes. Sometimes it's about the presence you have, the vibe you kind of send out as a veteran leader on a team that allows everything else to fall into place. I wish they'd have had Ariza from the start of the season. Then we might be looking at a different season for the Wizards. And I'm not trying to heap too much on his plate as a player, but I'm telling you, veteran leadership in the NBA is undervalued in ways that I don't think the average person can understand. You look at teams and kind of compute, why does this team work? Why does this group work together? And I look at guys like Ariza and Andre Iguodala and Al Horford and think to myself, you need one of those types of guys in your locker room and in your mix as a team just to add that element of ease for everybody else to know that you got a grown-up in the room, basically.
Well, you know, I mean, kind of in the same similar sort of way, we experienced that when we had Paul Pierce that year, right?
Yeah,
that veteran.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and that's when they had
their
most success.
And you had an elite level of you had a Finals MVP version
right.
of that veteran you need in your locker room. I mean, we all know how good the Wizards were and that edge that he brought and that calm that he gave those younger guys when John Wall and Bradley Beal were younger but just as talented, that made a huge difference.
But here, Sekou, here's what's frustrating, I think, for us as fans is, like, I think we all appreciate Trevor Ariza, what he can bring to a team, but we feel like, man, Kelly Oubre, he's a player on the rise. We had to have been able to have done more, though, sort of long-term. Like, just renting Ariza for this year, it seems like we just got the worst of this deal. Couldn't they have done better for an asset like Oubre, who's so young and so talented, still improving?
I don't know if you could have. And we, I think we all understand why they had to move him. You look at the contracts they've already handed out. There was simply going to be no money to spend on what Kelly Oubre might command on the free
right.
agent market. So you're compounding some other questionable decisions with perhaps another bad one, by letting Oubre go. If he goes somewhere else and ends up reaching his full potential, yeah, you're going to wish you had him. But those are the things those are the hard decisions you have to make as an NBA front office when this, the salary spike a few summers ago twisted the world upside down. Teams have been dealing with that fallout ever since. And some guys who you wouldn't want to have paid the kind of money you did are walking around with those nice big contracts, and it's costing you on the other end if you're one of these teams like the Wizards.
Talking NBA with Sekou Smith. You can watch him on NBA TV. Read his work at NBA.com. He's got the special, Beyond the Paint, 11 o'clock tonight on NBA TV. Now, this is my grasper theory, and you could refute it all, but the Lakers had expressed interest, at least you're hearing, in Trevor Ariza. Apparently, the Suns didn't want to trade, or the owner didn't want to trade Trevor Ariza to the Lakers, right? What if the Wizards are basically stashing him to package him with a Bradley Beal or John Wall to the Lakers down the road? Because there's at least been rumors that the Lakers may want to make some moves.
Well, I mean, if that's the case, then you got one of the smoothest and shrewdest front offices operating right now. Because if they're that advanced in their operations,
well, we don't think they are.
He's been around a while. He's never been accused of being advanced.
Right. I'm just saying, if you buy into that theory, then you're playing some high level fantasy basketball right now. If you're the Wizards,
I'm not buying into the theory. I'm spinning the theory. This one I made up, Sekou.
Go ahead.
No, I'm saying, and if you are planning a long-term reboot, if you're the Wizards, then yeah, that's an excellent place to start if you think about it. Because look at the young assets on that Lakers team. Tell me there aren't a couple of young faces you wouldn't mind having if you're the Lakers. If you get your hands on a Brandon Ingram and start over, and start to recalibrate your team in Washington. I could see where that would make sense. I could see the crumbs of a bigger plan, maybe starting with moving Ariza and whatever package you could, whatever talent you could move to the Lakers to get some of their young assets in return.
Yeah, I'm wondering, what is the league-wide perception of Ernie? Because you won't find – listen, he's a nice guy. Everybody agrees to that. But you won't find one person in this town that defends him other than maybe Ted and I guess maybe some people within sort of the organization. But you won't find one fan, you won't find one radio host, you won't find one columnist
right.
in this area that doesn't all agree that they need to move on. He needs to be relieved of his duties. What is the national perspective, though, of Ernie?
Yeah, I don't think it's as as negative as that, I think it's just kind of a head scratching perspective. Like, you know, what are they doing? Like, what are they building? What are they trying to do in Washington? And Ernie, you know, you don't know what's in a guy's head, but you can discern what his master plan is for the Wizards. And that's kind of the thing that makes people look at him and wonder, is he long for that job? They've been there so long, and, you know, he's got some assistants under him, Tommy Shepard being one of them, who are guys that you get nothing but raves about around the league. Everybody loves Shep. But, yeah, there's a disconnect in terms of what they're doing and what you see on the floor. And, guys, we got to be honest. John Wall has right or wrong, has become the face of what's going on in Washington. There's a split amongst, you know, people in the league about John Wall. Some people love him and think he's too talented to do anything other than try and build a team around him. And then there are other people that look at John and point to his deficiencies, the fact that he's not a better shooter, the fact that he's had injury issues, and say you can't be on the hook for the kind of money you're going to be in the coming years with a player like that. So a lot of it is on Ernie, but a lot of it is on John Wall as well in terms of the perspective of that team.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.